This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Buford is listening in Meeker, Oklahoma. Hi, Buford.
Hello, Hank. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, too. But my question is, do the Jewish people have a right to the land of Israel? And the reason I ask that is because some places in the Bible, it seems to say that their right is conditional. Other places, it seems to suggest that it is unconditional. You know, it's really very confusing to me.
Right. Well, the Old Testament prophets proclaimed that entry to the land was contingent upon faith and obedience, just as exile from the land was rooted in unfaithfulness and disobedience. And I think that's the principle we have to look at. But we also should look at Jesus, who reoriented the thinking of the disciples from a restored Jewish state to a kingdom that knows no borders and boundaries. My kingdom, he said, when he was standing before Pilate, is not of this world. And the writer of Hebrews makes clear that the rest the descendants of Abraham experienced when they entered the land is but a type of the rest we experience when we enter an eternal relationship with the Lord. So the land provided temporal rest for the physical descendants of Abraham, but the Lord provides eternal rest for the spiritual descendants of Abraham. The land promises are fully and they're finally fulfilled in the final future through Jesus, who leads the spiritual descendants of Abraham into paradise restored. So, you could say in the fore future, the land promises were fulfilled when the children of Israel entered the promised land. In the far future, the promise is typologically fulfilled in the Lord, who is the locus of the land. And in the final future, the promise of the land will be fully and finally consummated when paradise lost is reconstituted as paradise restored. So Canaan is typological of a renewed cosmos. And that is why Abraham was not a Zionist. Like Isaac and Jacob, he viewed living in the promised land in the same way that a stranger would view living in a foreign country.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.